We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the brand new Mishnah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei Kadorim Shehoyu Mahalchin Zeh Achazeh. There were two people who made pots, who made pottery. Shehoyu Mahalchin Zeh Achazeh. They walked one behind each other. They were holding their jugs, earthenware jugs. V'niska HaRishon, the first one tripped, but not finally fell. V'niska HaShem HaRishon, and the second one tripped on the first person. The loch is HaRishon Chayv V'niska Sheni. The first guy is responsible for the second person's nezakim. The second person tripped on the first guy, and the first guy made the second one trip, and therefore, the first person who tripped, he's responsible for the second one's damages. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara is explaining our Mishnah why he's responsible for the second guy, and the second guy is not responsible for himself. Look where he's going. We'll see in the Gemara why. Zok the Gemara. Om Rav Yechon. Loi teima masisim rameihi. You don't have to say that our Mishnah is rameir. We had a machlokes before, at least according to one of the Yomar before. The machlokes rameir and the Chacham is, if niskal peisheya or not. That means someone who trips, is he considered responsible or not? Rameir said niskal is a peisheya, and therefore he's responsible, he's chayiv if he trips. And the other man the Yomar says, no, niskal is a kohenis. So our Mishnah goes very good. If you're a mayor, Niskal Pesheya, means the first guy is a Pesheya, and the second guy tripped on him, so the first guy is responsible. Loi Tamer, Mrs. Ramehi, Dom Niskal Pesheyu, Bechayiv, and the second guy fell on the first guy, it's not the second guy's fault. The first guy tripped, and the first guy's a Pesheya, that's why he's Chayiv, he's responsible for the second guy. But Rabbi Yechon says, it doesn't have to be Dafka Ramehi. Even if you're a Bon and a Holes, Niskal Pesheya, still here the first guy is responsible. How? Elafilu Rabbanan Dama Onesu Upata Hachachayiv Shahoyer Loy Lamoid Loy Amad, because he should have stood up and he didn't stand up. So Rav Yechon says there's a taina on this guy that he didn't stand up. It was enough time for him to stand up. He had a few seconds. He had a minute to stand up. He didn't stand up. So therefore, he's responsible for the second guy. Rav Nachman Mar Yitzchak Amar Afilu Tema even more. He says even more than Rav Yechon. Afilu Tema Loy Lamoid. Even if you didn't have time to stand up. He should have called out and said, I fell, be careful. Since he didn't call out to be careful, therefore he's responsible. So we're saying here that the reason why he's responsible is not because the first guy's a Pesheya, he's not a Pesheya, but he should have stood up. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. And the Rabbi Nachman says, no, even if he couldn't have stood up because it's only a few seconds, but he should have called out that he's down. And therefore be careful. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Kivin Loi Hoyle Lamoid. Since he didn't have time to stand up, he's not mechuyev to warn the guy behind him. Why? The Torah, he's busy with his fall. He's still brushing himself off. He's still figuring out what happened, and therefore he's not responsible to have the peace of mind to say that, to warn people. He just fell, and therefore he holds that there's no responsibility to be warned in such a short amount of time after just falling. So that's machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yitzchak. Let's try to bring a raya one way or another. It's not. We learned in a Mishnah on the bottom of Oman Beis, Hoya Bal Kaira Rishon. Next Oman Beis, we'll see this Mishnah. Tanat. Hoya Bal Kaira Rishon. The first guy walking in a single file row was the Bal Kaira, was the guy holding the beam. Ubal Chav is Acharon. And the one holding the barrel, the jug, was behind him. Nishpura Chav is Bekaira. Potter. If the guy behind him walked too quick, and his chavis hit the beam, then the first guy is potter. He's not doing anything wrong. He's walking in shirabim, minding his own business, and this guy bangs into him. So loch is, the first guy is potter. But if the first guy with the beam makes a short stop, vim amad, if he stood in one place, he stopped, bal kaira chayiv. The loch is, the bal kaira is chayiv. If he stops, the guy comes walking into him, so the loch is, the owner of the kaira, the first guy, is chayiv. So zok to Gemara, my love, are we talking about a case? Sha'omar lekatef, that he stopped to fix his load. Dorchi, that's orche. Viktani, and it says chayiv. Are we talking about a case that even if he stops for something that's normal, for example, to make sure it's staying straight, the kaira, still, he's chayiv and responsible for the guy behind him. What's the reason? To have lelahazir. He should have put his flashes on. He should have warned the guy behind him. So you see, there's a chayiv to warn. That's what you see from here. Zok the Gemara, and like Tosfos speaks out, like, what's the Torah over here? Top Tosfos speaks out, Shahoy loy lahazir, afagav the Torah the katef, even though he's busy, Torah the katef, hoy loy lahazir. And therefore, that's the kasha on Rav Nachman by Yitzchak that L'chayra, it's a kasha Rabbi Yechanan that you see from here that there's a chiyuv to warn. So I'm like, the case over here was not Omer L'Katav, because Omer L'Katav, according to Rabbi Yechanan, was saying really is potter because it's normal and you don't have to warn anyone. So what's the case? So why are you chayav here? So Omer L'Fush, he stopped to rest. And when he stopped to rest, then there's no permission for that, and therefore the guy in back is has to be careful for that. Someone might stop to rest. For anything more, I'm with Lakate for my potter, but you tell me someone who stops to fix the load, his potter, I tell him he's safer. If the safer said, I'm with Balabayas, I'm out. If the Cairo guy, when he stops, warns the Balabayas to stop, the loch is potter, lift the day, why don't you make a chilik right there and then? Medvar Amurim, right in the same case, only if you stop to rest. Because but if you stop normally, then it's potter. So why didn't it say that? Why have to go to a different case if he warned him? He should have said, Omer L'Katav Potter. The Chiddush like this, even though he stopped for a rest, if he warns the Baal Bayis, he's potter. Then the law is that he is potter. So let's just recap over here. We had a Mishnah that said that the guy, if the Baal Kairos stops, so the guy, so he's responsible for the damage behind him. And the question was, what did he stop for? If he stopped for a normal thing, so why it must be because he should have warned. So it's right for Nachman. So Gemara says, no, you stopped illegally. You stopped to rest. And the Gemara says, Kash, okay. So, but if you stop legally, then you talk a potter. Want to speak at that case? Gemara says, I want to say even when he stopped to rest, I warned him. It's good enough. Now, the only shot is like this. Now, if you're Rabbi Yechanan, we're saying like this. If he stops to fix the load, so then he's the first guy's potter, because I guess the back guy should have been careful. But if he stops to rest, so then the loch is that he is chayiv. What do you mean? If the guy in the back doesn't know why he's stopping, so if he has to be careful, he might stop. So why are you chayiv anytime? You might stop lekatev. It's a simple question. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis in the Ketani, yes, it's Kasha. That once you say that, it says, Vimtaimar, middle of Tosis, Vimtaimar, Kimuki lo nami kashomar lofush. Amai chayiv. Why is the first guy chayiv? Why, if he stopped, is he chayiv? But kiven di boili lasduri b'mekatev. Since the guy in back has to worry, he might stop to fix the load. But imid lofush nami boili lasduri. Be careful also if you rest. The mano yoda. How does he know? Im omad lekatev lofush. Upashay, he was a pashay. Tosis answers that it's nicker. You could recognize if he's stopping for fixing or stopping for resting. There's a different way of stopping, and therefore you could be careful for lekate, but you're not required to be careful for a guy stopping to rest. Zokta, basically, if you're stopping to rest, you stop where you are, you can walk around him, but when you stop lekate, if you take up more room, and therefore that he could be careful for, that he could expect, and that he'll expect, that's the difference. Zokta Gemara, Dr. Gemara, Toshima, Hakadorim, Vahazangim, a different case. Because the first case, we had a Chagas, Nachman, Yitzchak, and Rav Yechon, and I'm chopping another raya. Toshima, Hakadorim, Vahazangim, the people who make these earthenware jugs, that's the Kadorim, Vahazagonim, are the guys who make glass, the glass blowers. Shoyimahalchim, Zahachazah. There were a few people, the three people in a row, in a single file, walking. Some were holding jugs, some were holding glass. So what happened was, the first guy tripped, the domino effect. Niskal HaRishon, the first guy tripped, but not falling, he fell. But Niskal HaSheni B'Rishon, and the second guy tripped on the first guy. V'Ashlishi V'Sheni, and the third guy tripped on the second guy. What's the halacha? Rishon Chayiv V'Niskal Sheni. The first guy is Chayiv in the Nezakim of the second one. V'Sheni Chayiv V'Niskal Shlishi, and the second one's Chayiv, and the third one's Nezakim. The im machmas rishonof, it all fell because of the first guy. We'll see in the Gemara Amar Beis how that happened, that everyone fell from the first guy. Then machnoflu rishonchayv and everyone, this kikulam and everyone's things. They warned each other, pturim, they're potter. That's the brayse. My love, all we're talking about a case, for example, the first two, the first guy fell responsible for the second guy fell responsible for the third guy. So my love, shlohi lo lamud. That they couldn't get up and still making them chayiv. Why could they should have warned? Zok tomorrow, lo, you know, shahoyu lahem lamoid. They could have stood up. from Fake the Gemara, Veloy Ha'olam Lamed, if they couldn't stand up, my Pturim Yepatu, because you don't have to warn, like Rabbi Yechon, Yoch Ha'atani, Seifa Meziru Ze'ezeh Pturim. And the Seifa says that if they warn each other, then they're Pater. Lifle Yuzi Day, why don't we say a different, why don't we just give a explain, qualify the halacha right there and then, Vemed Varamurim Sha'olam Lamed. It's only if you have time to stand up. Avaloy Ha'olam Lamed, Yepatu. You're part of it because you don't have to warn. So if Rabbi Yechon was right, why do you have to run to a different case and say you're part of when they warn each other? Even if they didn't warn each other, if they didn't have a chance to get up, they'd be part of. So tomorrow, same time as before, Kamash Lond, I forgot the Hoyle Lamed, even when you have a chance to get up, but if you warn the person, then you're part of. Ki yezir zeh zeh p'turim. If you warn the other person, you're part of. So at the end of the day, we didn't bring a riot one way or another to the machlokes Yechon and Yaakov Yitzchak. We have to warn. But one thing you do see, even if you have time to get up, if you warn someone, then you're not chayiv. And if you don't warn someone and you have time to get up, l'kuli am yechayiv. The machlokes is when you don't have time to stand up and you could have warned. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yechon says they're too busy with your fall. You're not mechuyev to warn anyone. According to Yaakov Yitzchak, you are mechuyev to warn, and therefore you're chayiv if you didn't warn the person behind you.